In data just released yesterday, Indiana's graduation rate last year increased to 85.7%. This is the state's highest graduation rate since Indiana began using the four-year cohort graduation rate in 2005. Wayne Township Superintendent Jeff Butts explains the cohort rate.
It actually begins to count the students in their cohort in their freshman year, when they first enter their freshman year, and then compares that to the number of students that graduate at the end of 4 years. Then, of course, during those 4 years, you have students who come and go. You have to track all of those students and find out if they did leave you, where they went.
Only 4% or 14 schools across the state had graduation rates of 60% or less. The state's largest district, Indianapolis Public Schools, is at a troubling 64.6%. That's still big progress for IPS, which saw a 16% increase in their graduation rate over the last 2 years alone. Superintendent Dr. Eugene White says the news is varied across schools in that district.
Quite frankly, the lowest rate we have is at our largest high school, which would be Tech, which is only 59.4%. But they go from 59.4% to 96.3%.
IPS students come from neighborhoods that are largely minority and face much higher rates of poverty, single-parent households, unemployment, and a variety of other socioeconomic challenges. Even so, as White acknowledges, they've got to get more students in line for high school diplomas. White says they've made a concerted effort to help students with credit recovery and alternative school options. He also believes parents play a critical role.
Get actively involved in their kids' education. That doesn't mean they have to know how to do algebra, or geometry, or calculus. Ask to see the child's report card. They need to come to school when they have a question, see the teachers, and see what's going on. They need to visit the school and see where their kids go every day.
So what happens to teens who don't graduate with their cohorts? Of the 14.3% who didn't graduate, just over 6% are dropouts, and that same percentage were still in school working to complete their studies. Other non-graduates include students who earn GED diplomas, special education certificates, and non-diploma course completion certificates. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.